רב מרדכי קליין.
I'd like to talk about Shala. It's quite nigger. It happens quite often when you get somebody from Israel coming collecting in Manchester. So he comes for 2 weeks, spends 2 weeks in England, and over the 2 weeks that he spends in England, he happens to come across each person about 10 times. So I take after I looked into India, and I take a followed a few shalachim round, and minimum 6 times. Seriously, each one minimum 6 times. They meet you in shul, in at home, in kollel, and in kollel, and in shul, and in shul. Minimum 6 times they'll meet you in each mashalach. Now, if you have to give him again or not is an extra sugya. If the tzura is chadish or the same reason, the old reason, it's a sugya for itself. What I want to talk about is the outcome. So after the first time or after the second time, you'll give him or maybe not give him. And after the sixth or tenth time, you feel bad when you're giving him because you've already been here. You've already been here once, twice, and some people might even give him a little telling off for why he's coming again. So maybe it will be better not to give him at all. I would like to find out if it's maybe better not to give him anything than to give him or shout at him or feel bad when you give him. So before we start, the Maktam Gemura in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says that the story there of Amora who saw someone giving tzedakah barabim, saw him giving tzedakah and loads of people were watching. So he told him better not to give him than to give him and fashame him. So that Gemara says, clearly, if you're going to embarrass the uni, then it's for sure better not to give the uni tzedakah. Mashu says there already, it's a esod loichalosis, so because of an esod of tzedakah and a loisis of embarrassing someone, so why doesn't the esod of tzedakah doichal loisis of embarrassing someone? So Mashu says, because since you can do both, you can do the esod and work on yourself and not embarrass him, so you don't have the tov of esod loichalosis. That's if you're going to embarrass him. But what I want to talk about is not embarrassing, it's about just feeling bad and letting the uni know you're feeling bad or feeling bad at heart. Now, the Gemara in Bo Basra, Daf Tes, talks about tzedakah. It says there, Gudol Hamasa Yosemai Ha'oisa, that somebody who collects money for other people gets more schar than somebody who actually gives the money. Why is it ready? Because he gets more money out of people, or it's harder to get money out of people because it's money, he's getting the money, not just giving the money. Well, Hamasa, the Gemara says he gets more schar. So the Torah brings down this Gemara. A bit different. The Torah says, if somebody can't give himself tzedakah, he should go around collecting, and his schar is keschar hanoisim. That's what the Torah says. You get the same amount of schar as if you're giving. So that's l'chayra. The Bach says, and everyone says on the Torah already, it's a steer, because the Gemara says that you get more than you give. Somebody gives gudel hamasiyus, so you get more than somebody who gives. And the Torah says, no, you get as much schar as somebody who gives. So the steer is obvious. The Bach says that it's a mistake. The Torah is a mistake. It's supposed to say you get more, not as much. And he's out of the whole thing. He's a mistake. And we'll see soon the Taz learns like that. But the Bach says it's Torah Sefer, and everyone holds you get more, not less, not the same. The Prisha says that you do get more. Why does the Torah says you get the same? Because you get more than someone who's giving b'kfir. Someone who's giving upset, then you get more than him. Because the Achrin Mazbah, when you go asking for someone for tzedakah, you often have to force him. So you would think that all I'm going to get is as much as he's going to give me after being forced. That's not much. So the Gemara is telling you get more than him. Don't worry, you're getting as if you gave with a happy heart. So gudla ma'as yisma oisa means however the oisa is giving, you're always going to get the most tzcha. Whereas when it says in the Torah that you get the same amount is when the person who's giving is happy. And he's giving you out of a happy feeling, and then you get the same amount as him. That's how the Prisha learns. Now the Mechaba brings down the Salocha in the Siman Reish Mem Tes. It says, Im yuchel la'asos acharim shi'itni, if he has the koiches and can make other people to give tzedakah, Tzchure gudel mescha anoisin, you get more schar than mescha anoisin. Says the Taz, L'choire, the Mekor of this, is gudel hamasi yoyis mahi oisa, you get the Gemara that we just mentioned, that's why you get more schar. He says, but you get even more schar than somebody who gets happy. Not like the Prisha said, that you get more schar than somebody who gets upset, you get more schar than somebody who gets happy. Where it says Mekoyer? He says, the Mechaban Sif Gimel, this is Sif Hai, Mechaban Sif Gimel says, Tzurich Litten Tzedokah, you have to give Tzedokah the Saiva Punim Yofes with a happy face, the Simcha V'toiv Laivov, M'soinen M'uni, M'dabel Loi Devar Tanchimim. Now, Im Nosna Loi, says Mechaban, B'punim Zeyafois, if you give him with an angry face, Beruis, angry and upset face, Hifset Chiso, you lost your Chis of Tzedokah. So says the Taz, if hifsitz chisoy, then how can you say you get more schar than him? If you don't get any schar, you can't get more schar than nothing. Gud l'hamasi yoyis ma'oisa, the oisa doesn't get anything because he's giving upset. So elamai, when the Gemara says gud l'hamasi yoyis ma'oisa, means somebody who gives with a happy face and you get more than him, not like the Prisha says. And what the Tor says you get the same is a Tor Sofer. It's a mistake. So now we're left with a kasha on the Prisha, because the Prisha says that gud l'hamasi yoyis ma'oisa means that you get more schar than somebody who gives with an upset face, with an upset. Doesn't say face, upset. And in Sif Gimel it says you lost your schis. So the Shach, so then we'll continue on to Sif Yid Gimel. The Mechab is going through all the levels of giving tzedakah, 8 levels of giving tzedakah, which I think the Mekoris, the Meiri, the Rambam, the Rishonim bring it down the solution. The 8th one, the last one, is Puchis Mizeh, the last level of tzedakah, Shietlne Ba'atzev. You should give Ba'atzev tzedakah. That's the last level of tzedakah. So says the Shach, In Sif Gimel it says that you lost your schis, and here it says that's still a level in tzedakah. So the Shach answers that in Sif Gimel is talking about when you can tell on him that he's upset. He has an upset face, and you can tell him he's upset, so you lost your schis, that only feels bad when he's taking it, then you lost your schis and you're not mekayem tzedakah. Whereas in Sif Yid Gimel is you're just upset at heart, and you don't show the uni anything on your face, so you're still, you're mekayem tzedakah, you're getting schar, but the least. And that's how he'll find for Sif Gimel with a Gemara as well. Because you'll get more schar than somebody who's upset at heart. But the Taz obviously seem to understand that there's no difference between at heart and at face. You always get no schar. So what does he do with Sif Yid Gimel? We'll put that question aside. Now the Gemara and the Rambam brings the same thing. The Rambam brings Im Yochalas Lachem Shietni Schure Gudel Mischar Hamnoisen, says the Marie Korkas in the Rambam, that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Kol HaKoyfech Vayir Advam Mitzvah, he gets the same schar as if he'd done the mitzvah. If you force anyone to do mitzvah, or if you convince someone to do mitzvah, you get the same amount of schar as somebody who actually did the mitzvah. Why is it different to tzedakah when you get more schar than somebody who does the mitzvah? So he answers exactly the same thing as the preacher. But you get the same schar as somebody who did it, but if you get more schar than somebody who did it upset. So whenever you force someone to give tzedakah, or you convince someone to give tzedakah, you get the same amount of schar as somebody who gives it, not more. But how does the Taz learn that Gemara? Because the Taz learned that you get Batzukah, you get more than somebody who gives happy. So why is it different to every other mitzvah? However, we have Machloikis now, if somebody who gives with an upset face or upset at heart, if he gets any schis, if he's still Makai Mitzvah Tzedakah, which would look like you would better not give. If you have schis, if you give him with an angry face, you might not have to give Tzedakah at all.
Does the heart mean because he's got charos in giving it? Or
yeah.
He's in a bad mood?
No, he feels bad about tzedakah. He feels bad about
giving him the money.
So I was just going to get to that. But where's the makor of this din of feeling bad when you're giving tzedakah? You mean you're just being in a bad mood?
Yeah.
So it says that when you're giving tzedakah, you should be putting your first b'simcha b'toyev live of just a good heart altogether, nothing to do with this tzedakah. But when you're losing your schis, it's only about putting the efforts about this tzedakah. Where's the makori to this liyar vavchu setchuloi? Where's this makori of im nosna punim ziyafas hifsitz chisoi? It's a smack, but where does he see it in the Torah? It says in the pusik in Re'ai, anusin tetaloi, you should give tzedakah, but liyar vavchu setchuloi, you shouldn't feel bad, or you shouldn't. Whatever, what it means, that's the machlokes. But what says is you shouldn't have a bad heart when you're giving him tzedakah. Because of this, Hashem benches you, and everything you do gets mevurach. Now, there's two ways to read this pusik, which there's how the Rishonim learn it, the Cheskini and the Rabbi Nebuchai and the Rosh and more, they learn it that tenusin tetanoi, you should give tzedakah. And you have to give tzedakah, and the schar ki b'glal adavazeh is on going on tzedakah. And there's just a tanai, you shouldn't feel bad when you're giving tzedakah. You shouldn't think that because I'm giving tzedakah, you shouldn't feel bad at heart about the tzedakah, that you're going to lose money, you're going to get poor. And it comes straight after the Mikat Sheva Shunim Shmita, because you're going to think that after the Shmita all years, and after I have to give away a whole year of my work, I have to give tzedakah as well, I'm going to be left bankrupt, says Rabbi Nebuchai says. After finishing all the Shmita and everything in Mass and Trimmer, you're going to be left bankrupt. You have to give money, more money to the uni. So you shouldn't feel bad because keeping lower the bazaar, that's what's going to be the brucha. So if you don't give, that's when you're gonna lose. If you give, then you're gonna gain. That's one way to understand the Pusik. But the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Avudim has another way to understand the Pusik. He's mistapik. He doesn't stay close, he's mistapik how to learn the Pusik. Either you could learn a different way. You could learn, you should give tzedakah. If you shomel lechu baniyeh do v'mlo avchu b'liyal, laim asher nasa shmita, you get him the person's poor, nusin tetan you should give him. But there's something else in tzedukah as well. Don't just give him. There's another thing that you can be mekayim. We finish nusin tetan loy, but you should also not be angry, be upset with him when you're giving him, because if you give him with a happy face, that's when you get the schar for the tzedukah. Not that you're not gonna lose the mitzvah tzedukah, but your schar comes if you're mekayim liyar vav chuset choloy. We'll understand that better soon with the Tosfos, but this is how the two ways to learn this pusik. Now Tosfos, the Tosfos brings Tosfos in Ksibos asks Akasha. We haven't yet the end for the Taz, but Tosfos in Ksibos asks Akasha. Wait, so had one wanted, so maybe one could have said that the Taz is moida, so it's different that Sifid Gimel. Where does the Taz know in Sifid Gimel is talking about even Punav Ziafas? There's a Me'iri. The Me'iri brings the 8 daggers of Tzedukah. And the 8th dagger, the Shach says it means just bad at heart, and it's still part of the mitzvah tzedukah. The Me'iri brings the 8th dagger, it's exactly the same religion as Mechaber, but the last one is, Pochis Mezesh Yitinloi B'ponim Zayafos. He says clearly that the 8th level of tzedukah is giving with an angry face. So you see clearly that there is a level of tzedukah giving with an angry face. Not how the Shach learns a Mechaber, but the Me'iri learned like that. Maybe they're arguing? Maybe that could be the arguing. So the Tosfos in Ksibos, Daf Mem Tes, asks a kasha. That is a klal in Shas, in the Gemara Chilin says this klal, that if it's Matan Schura Batzido, if it says the Schav of Mitzvah on the side of the Mitzvah, let's say it says in Pusik, Leman Yibi Meichu, or anything that says the Schav of the Mitzvah, you can't force someone to do. It's a klal in Shas, you can't a klal in Mitzvahs. You can't be koi for someone to do a Mitzvah if the Schav already says on it. Get them far from say because that should be the initiative. Hashem's giving the initiative, you're not supposed to add anything yourself. But on tzedukah, the Gemara says achva ruva to give tzedukah. Ruva forced people to give tzedukah. So how can you force? The pusik says ki beglal adav azay berech Hashem. So why are you allowed to force on tzedukah? It should be a mitzvah that you're not allowed to force on. Tosfos answers. Tosfos has 3 teretzim. The 3rd teretz in Tosfos is that this rule of not being able to force on a mitzvah that says in the Torah aschah is only in a case where there's no lav to it. If you're going to be over on a lav, if you don't do it, then Bezdin has a achrayas to make you not over on the lav. The schar is there to keep you me over the mekayim the esser. But if there's a lav as well, the lav is in the few psikim before in Pusik Zion. It says loisa amatzes levavchu, but the sikpo says yotchu mavichu evyon. You shouldn't keep yourself back from giving. So when there's a lav as well, then you have to be koyfer to it because Bezdin have achrayas on they shouldn't be over the lav. That's how Tosfos says. Now the Mechzchinach in Mitzvah Tuf Ayin Tes says that he brings Tosfos Kasha and he says why does nobody he says Lila Divrei Rishonim he obviously seen all the Rishonim and he says Lila Divrei Rishonim I would have a very simple teretz. He says because the Kibiglal Adavazeh is going on V'Leayi Rav Chub Sit Chuloi, it's not going on Usim Tetanoi, it's not going on Mitzvah Tzedukah, it's going on the fact that if you're going to be good when you feel good when you give the Tzedukah, then you're going to get the Tzchav or Mitzvah Tzedukah. There's no Matan Schur B'Tzedah. So if so, then you can force. That's what he learns like that. He says that's pshat in mitzvah tzedukah, and he stays like that. He says I don't know why Rishonim didn't say that pshat, didn't answer that. But obviously the Rishonim learnt, the Tosfos and all other who asked the kasha learnt that no, the schar is going on mitzvah tzedukah, and it's going on kibiglal adavazeh, it's going on nusim tetaloi, and the tnai in tzedukah is v'leyayi rav chub sit chuloi. It's not another thing. It's a tnai mitzvah tzedukah that you shouldn't feel bad while you're giving to him, because if you do feel bad, you lose your whole tzedukah. Now, this l'chayra, if you learn like this, and Tosfos says, since there's a lav as well, then you have to be mekayim, then you have to do it. So if you learn like this, and the Taz could very well fit into the Mechaber. Because when it says in Sif Gimel that you lost your nusin tetaloi, because you learned like Tosfos that if you're not doing v'leayi rav chub sit chuloi, you lost your schis altogether. But forget that pusik, forget nusin tetaloi, there's still a lav of los amos and los sikpoits which you have to force on. Varaya, normally you wouldn't force. And here you would force because on the lav, let's say you're not becoming the Esther because he's going to give it with a sad face. But you still have to force for the mitzvah tzedukah. It's still poches mizeh, it still fits him to say, poches mizeh shiitin le-ba'atzif, that you should, the least level of tzedukah is to give with a ba'atzifus, even b'ponim ze'afus, because it's still a lav to not be mekayim it. But the Shach learned that the Nusin Tetaloi is a mitzvah, you're going to be mekayim it. But it, there's a tanai. There's not a tanai. The pusik is saying the neck. The schis is on the layer of chusetzoy. But if you learn the tazlan like Tosfos, then you could very well understand the mechaber. Now, if you, after this comes as lalucha, is that someone who's going, obviously like we started off, if someone's going to give tzedukah and embarrass the uni, there are those who want to learn masu that you do still have to give it, just have to work on yourself, but you still have to give it. But pashtus is how you learn the gemara masu then chagiga, that you shouldn't better not give it, you should keep the money back because you're doing more damage by giving it than by keeping it in your pocket. And when you're going to give with an angry face, the shach says you're not getting any mitzvah of tzedukah bechlal, no mitzvah tzedukah. You might, as I'm not sure, you might still have to do it because you're going to be over on the lab otherwise, but you're not mekayim mitzvah tzedukah bechlal. The Taz learns you are mekayim, you're not over on the lab because you're still mekayim epes mitzvah tzedukah, you're not getting any tzedukah for it, but you're still mekayim tzedukah, you're still better off giving. Now obviously it comes without saying that it's not a teretz, because lemaisa, if you're asking someone before, then it's obviously better to work on himself and give with a happy face instead of giving with an angry face. But if you're going to, if somebody can't keep himself back and give with an angry face, then he might, he's l'chayr always better off giving than not giving at all.
That's